It's been said that better questions lead us naturally to better answers, and that it's in not knowing that we open the doorway to knowing. I'm Scott Lennox, and you're listening to The Beautiful Question, a consideration of things that truly matter in a complex world. So why is it that we sometimes let our emotions run away with us? When we stop to examine what's causing much of what we feel, the answer is not that hard to find. Stay with me this week as we consider exactly that and look at healthy ways of being in elegant control of ourselves and of what we feel. With the exception of our most primal reactions, most of what we experience, including the things we feel, begin with and are shaped by what we're thinking, either consciously or unconsciously. To demonstrate my point, here's a thought experiment you can try right now. Go to the kitchen in your imagination and get out a lime, a really fresh one. Place it on the countertop and roll it firmly beneath the heel of your hand to loosen up the juices inside it. How many times have I brought my hand near my nose just to smell that fragrance after doing exactly that? It's one of my favorite aromas. Place the lime on a cutting board with one end pointed toward you and the other away from you. Then get out a sharp knife, being careful not to cut yourself as you slice the lime in half from end to end. Notice the sound the blade makes as it moves across the board. That cut being made, set one of the halves aside and place the other flat side down on the cutting board and slice it in half from end to end. Once again, be careful not to cut yourself. Having done that, set one of the quarter lime slices aside and carefully cut the remaining slice from end to end so that you're left with two slices that are an eighth of a lime each. Now put the knife down and pick up one of the remaining slices and put the whole thing in your mouth, skin and all, and slowly chew it up as you taste it and feel it. Take your time. We're not in a hurry. So what do you notice? Are you salivating? Did the glands suddenly tighten at the corners of your jaw? Did you grimace? If I asked you why, you'd more than likely tell me it's because the lime is so sour. But you see, that's exactly my point. There is no lime. There's no sharp knife, no cutting board, no pungent aroma, no sour lime juice or bitter rind. There are only your thoughts about those things. You salivated because your body jumped into action to neutralize an acid that never existed. It didn't happen because you were chewing an actual lime, but because of your thoughts about an imaginary one. Now, admittedly, I made my description of the entire process as vivid as I could. I used carefully chosen language that would engage each of your senses. As I did, and as you listened, your body accepted the experience as though the lime was real. Your nervous system can't tell the difference between what's real and what's illusion. That's why being conscious of our thinking is so important. As we engage with the world around us, we create stories about what's going on and then react to those ideas, often bringing about changes in us that are not in our best interest. For example, if you're having thoughts that are filled with fear or anger, or thoughts of unfairness or righteous indignation or dread or hopelessness, what feelings or emotions will those thoughts produce? You already know the answers. When we're not consciously aware of our thoughts, we accept them without examining or challenging them, and we get whatever they produce. On the other hand, when we choose to notice what we're thinking, we can choose thoughts that free us of negative or self-defeating feelings. Imagine telling yourself that what you're experiencing isn't fair, or that things always go wrong for you, or that what someone else is doing or telling you is hurting you in some way and you're powerless to change it. Do your thoughts about it free you to take healthy action, or do they run you in ever-tightening emotional circles? I can't estimate how many people in counseling sessions have told me they feel stuck in the cycles of negative emotions they've been having, and that their sadness or anger or frustration about it is growing. Yet, after just a bit of focused and honest self-awareness, how many of those same people have made remarkable changes for the better? How many have liberated themselves after years of struggle with the same issues? Are you ready to do that? If your answer is yes, this week's beautiful questions might help you create the changes you want as you set yourself free of the cycles you've been generating as you've been unconsciously feeling your thinking. Question 1. What feelings have you been experiencing in the past few weeks that are causing you to struggle or feel less than your best self? Question 2. When you stop to listen to yourself, what thoughts are producing those emotions? Question 3. What realistic thoughts would help you settle a bit and then take the actions you know to be right for you? And finally, question 4. What will you do this week to pay closer attention to what you're thinking and to what your thoughts are producing? I'd enjoy hearing from you as your answers arise. During this time of incredible change in the world, isn't it good to know that you can always come back to yourself in strong and healthy ways, controlling the one thing that is yours to control, yourself? As I say each week, my light with your light. Thank you again for joining me in these podcasts as we awaken to being fully alive. My sincerest hope is for each of us to create more effective possibilities for ourselves, for one another, for the world, and for our beautiful planet home. As always, I'm open to your comments and feedback. You can be further inspired by visiting my friends at Cosmos Journal. That's K-O-S-M-O-S Journal. Their mission is to inform, inspire, and engage global transformation in harmony with all life. You can easily find them online at cosmosjournal.org. And on the Beautiful Question website at thebeautifulquestion.com, you can now read the illustrated transcript of each podcast as you listen. You'll also find an archive of all previous podcasts, including episodes 3 and 4, guided relaxation audios that can help you practice letting go on a daily basis. As always, if you find these podcasts useful, don't hesitate to share them or tell others about them. That's a great way of helping me get a voice of calm and collaboration and balance and encouragement out into the world. I'm Scott Lennox, and this has been The Beautiful Question. The Beautiful Question is a One Light production written, produced, and engineered by Scott Lennox at Heart Rock Studios in Fort Worth, Texas, as a way of paying forward to life, being fully present, becoming better engaged with things that truly matter in a complex world, and committing to a healthier future for all of us.